Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mets fans, I know. That was a big win. And we got to share the airwaves. We will talk more about the game and we will get to your calls. But the queen of the bleacher creatures heard her name and called in. And when the queen calls, you bow down to the queen. Tina from the Bronx.
Hello. How are you, Pete?
I'm fantastic. Happy belated birthday. I know I already said happy birthday.
Thank you. You already did. Thank you so much. Listen, thank you so much. Thank you, Mark. For everything he said. Listen, I have not. Mark said everything that I need to say. But people, do you want me to show up? I'm like behind the scenes now, but I have to make an appearance, I think, to the section.
They want the Oracle to pop up.
They want me to pop up, right? Is that what it is? I'm just going to go in a birdcage and watch one day. Nobody's going to know I'm there.
We're trying to hold it down. We're trying to regulate. I don't even, you know, like I said, I don't even get to the section as much as I want to. Security is different. Shout out to Ida holding it down. But now it's like security has to be different because the internet has made the section so popular. So many people just want to go there for the like fake propaganda buzz. Like it's different now, Tina.
And they have no clue, do they?
No, they don't know the background, the history. They don't know who they're around.
Actually, he said everything I wanted to say, but listen, he's absolutely right. Roll call in the seventh inning. A couple of years back, I want to say maybe within 5-10 years, maybe longer than that. Somebody started that at one time, something like that, and I went and sat next to them. I said, listen, young man, do you even know the rule of this? But at that time, I think people had a little bit more respect. Now they don't. You're absolutely right.
No respect.
But I really appreciate you and what you're going to do about, you know, putting us out there. And we really do need, and I appreciate what you're going to do. I appreciate what Mark said. And this section is very special to me. This group is very special to me. Roll call means a lot to us and to the players. And for somebody to turn around and do something like that in seventh inning, please get something new, like Mark said. Be inventive. Do something different.
Yeah, don't try and devalue what we do. Don't try and pull up and be a copycat lame.
Especially in your own stadium. I mean, come on, you know? I mean, we all rooting for the same team. It's just respect.
Yeah, we try to keep order, but it's turning into Animal House. It's turning into drunks and frat boys and people that just want to do things for TikTok. And we're going to restore order. The guys from Box Seat Sucks, I was just talking to Tone. The Box Seat Sucks podcast deserves a bigger platform and video, audio and video component. I want those guys to lead the way and tell the story. We'll get you interviewed. We'll get Chico interviewed. I'm just going to be the conduit. I'm going to be the one to make it all happen and kind of line it up, maybe narrate it, whatever, now that I have this reach and this platform. But I'm tired of, you know, hearing that, oh, the Bleacher Creatures got to stop chanting Altuve's name. Excuse me?
Oh my God, Keith, not to stop. No. You know what? I don't go a lot. I do, but I'll think of, I am going to have to come. I'm going to have to show up now a little bit more. But I hear that. There's no way. That is so old. It is no way. We don't. Why would the Bleacher? See, that's what I'm saying. Something can happen all the way in the upper deck and left field and in the corner. All those 3 seats in the corner right there. If something can be thrown or can be thrown, the Bleacher Creatures did it. Let's not start that all over again.
And that's what I said. The Bleacher Creatures, we're not mythological creatures. It's an actual group. It's an organized chaos. It's a fraternity. It's a family, La Bodega family. Like, there are, generations of this passed down. And I think it's time that we hit the mainstream. It's mainstream anyway. I think it's time that the story is told.
One time, 1983, after that day that I went to, I had my Sunday plan in a box seat. So I was young one time. And one day I went over, and then the Brigetti no-hitter. And I used to hear the bell all the time. Then I went, and I never went back. On a Tuesday night against Detroit, there was nobody there. Mm-hmm. Just a few of us, creatures, that some of us, I'm probably the only one left from the old past. May they rest in peace, Ollie and everybody else. I sat in one place, picked a seat, LL25, sat there, right on top of the pitcher. I had all these Yankee charms on. They all came over. We started sitting together. Everybody else would go to the, I forget what it's called, but he used to go to the park and drink and all that. I would bring everybody's bag in and put it in a seat, save seats. I would save 30 to 40 seats every day. I got yelled and cursed at all those years from people. We were getting tickets from the Yankees, sometimes we weren't. And I got yelled and cursed at all that, so I can keep this
Tina,
section
just,
going.
We got to talk to the Yankees. The Yankees have
for
a way that they could block
years,
out the section. We could just have a group of creatures purchasing the tickets in the section for the most part.
But that's how it was. I used to make a laminated copy so I could put it on seats. And I took a lot from a lot, but I got the group has been together. And we got new people now. You know, people go and people come and go. But you know what? There'll never be a group like we are. I'm sorry, I know it, probably because I'm saying that, but it's true.
It's facts. From the old stadium to this new stadium, these young kids, they don't know. And we need to start educating people and letting people know, and we're doing that right now.
As far as the Yankees, though, Keith, as far as the Yankees, I got to give it to them because the plaque.
Yes.
They came right before they came and they said,
they know.
Listen, you want to
take
the
know.
Yeah, man.
And the players know. Jim Leyritz pulled up opening day. I've heard David Cone talk about it. Mickey Rivers knows. The players know.
The front office is very respectful with us, pretty much so. And, you know, that's why, please, people, I know you want to have fun. I'm sorry, Keith. I know. Please, roll call is in the first inning, and that is it.
Yeah,
the
just
players
leave
know
it.
What to
please
do.
Please don't do the
please
wave.
Leave it alone.
Just end the Altuve stuff. We have a good team.
Please,
let's have a good time.
That doesn't come from us.
It never was. Tina, I appreciate you. I'll hit you.
I appreciate
I'll message
you, too, and thank you so much for everything. We love you. You know.
I know. Love y'all, too. That's why I'm doing what I got to do. Thank you for the call, Tina. 877-337-6666. Now, in Citi Field, there's the 7 line, right? Completely different type of organization. Shout out to Darren. I met Darren Meenan when I was in the fan cave. He pulled up. He watched the Derek Jeter walk-off final game at Yankee Stadium live and in there. And I appreciate what he's done with the 7 line. I appreciate how they mob, how they move, how they would go to other ballparks. I've been in Yankee Stadium when they've come in and taken over a section in Yankee Stadium. It's different than what the creatures are. And it's good because, like, other fan bases don't have this much of a diehard, passionate group of fans built in. And now let's talk more about the Mets and the Mets fans and how they feel about what they saw today and their team coming back home. Zach is in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Zach, you're on the Fan.
What's up, man? How are you?
Good, good. You know, rolling.
Yeah, man. It's it's a wild thing to see Tyrone Taylor hit a grand slam off Guillaume. And Guillaume was one of those journeymen that I always loved and appreciated. So it was a little bittersweet, but I totally don't mind the Mets giving the Braves a whooping 16-4. It's music to my ears, man.
Great game to watch during the day at work or wherever you were.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, like, after the 1-5 start, you know, as a diehard Mets fan, lifelong Mets fan, I kind of already just get in the mode of expecting wild mediocrity, because that's usually what it ends up being. You know, they give you plenty of hope, and then they crash it down. They end up at 500, and they do it in such a way that you could have never foreseen. So, I mean,
yeah,
wonderful.
I'm watching the game, Zach, and I'm like, look at that. The ball's skipping off the glove of the Braves instead of the Mets.
Yeah. It's pretty nice to see that. But I did want to definitely make a comment about you bringing up the stadium in Patterson. I live in the town right over, and Patterson has been a place that I've ridden BMX for over 10 years. It is a place that I love dearly, and for that stadium to have that kind of turnaround is incredible. Like, I remember being in that stadium, you know, 10 years ago, riding my bike in there with my buddies, filming clips, and now to see, you know, all the wonderful things going on, it's amazing. And I didn't even know the museum opened until hearing you talk about it, so I appreciate you bringing that up. I'm sure it was awesome. I mean, Patterson, it's wild for sure, but it is an amazing city.
Yeah, and they hope to bring more people out there. They hope to bring Major League Baseball out there, maybe a Yankees-Mets game out there. And
if a Yankees-Mets game happened at Hinchcliffe Stadium, I would pay a lot of money to see that. That would be magic, absolute magic.
They are already talking to the league and trying to make that a possibility. I don't know how long it'll take, but this year in late June, I think June 20th, Rickwood Field down in Alabama, the other standing Negro League stadium that still exists, they are having the San Francisco Giants versus the St. Louis Cardinals. So if it's happening there, you know, they're going to lay the groundwork for it to potentially happen in Patterson. And there's a lot of people saying it can't happen. They don't have the infrastructure. There's nowhere to park. There's not enough space. Never say never. They're working
on
it.
Well, listen, I mean, you got to have some pull there because you did the ribbon cutting. So if anything, you got to send them an email. You got to give them a call. You got to say something, because that'd be
I'm involved. Like I said, shout out to the mayor, who has been calling into WFAN, who's been texting me, keeping me in the loop. They are making moves. Last year, May 19th, I was there. Tom Verducci from MLB Network talked about he played high school football on that field. Whoopi Goldberg was there. Tony Pena was there. Willie Randolph was, like, there are a lot of people that do want to see this happen. The Yankees went out there last year. There's some things in motion.
I'm going to keep my eyes out, and if they have that game there, I'll be there. Hopefully I'll see you. That'd be sweet.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Zach. Let's keep it rolling with the Mets fans calling into the fan and talk about what they saw, how you feel about your team before they come home. Like, it's funny to think just a couple days ago, there was conversation about giving positivity and a standing ovation, and people were like, no, that's not going to happen. Well, now you have something to cheer about. Now when they do come back to Citi Field, after the ass-whooping they put on the Braves, taking that series that nobody expected, and they took the series from the Reds on the road, they come back home, they're heroes, you applaud, and you have a good time in your home ballpark, and you forget about what happened with the Brewers and the Tigers. Tommy in New Hyde Park on the fan. Go for it, Tom.
Keith, how you doing?
I'm good. Watching the Knicks game. It's a close game here. Tatum's playing.
47, 45.
45, yep.
And I bet on the Knicks. I get 3, and I went over 218. That should be pretty good, right?
Yeah, I'm done betting. Just for at least a week or two.
Well, I already bet $20.
I started hammering the Yankees live bet when they went down 4-0 against the Marlins.
Yeah,
I'm like, I just kept putting 25, and then obviously that was a waste of money.
Now, Keith, I got to tell you about one thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Mets, Senga.
Kodai Senga.
When the hell is he coming back?
I don't know, man. It's tough. It's tough. I will say this about Kodai Senga. Last year, he had the adjustment, obviously coming over from Japan. But then when he did get going, he was an all-star. And you had a lot of hope and promise for him. He's supposed to be the ace of this staff. Now he's on the 60-day IL. I feel like you could forget about him for this year. I feel like, put him in the back of your mind. It sucks, but it is what it is. They have to move on. It isn't a Garrett Cole type of situation. They're going to make moves here and there. Other guys are going to have to step up. It is what it is. I mean, you're going to win a lot of games if you can score 16 runs. I know that's not going to happen every game. But, yeah, Kodai Senga, I'm like, what was he doing in the offseason?
Yeah. I mean, what
were the Mets doing? Was David Stearns not, like, I know he just came in. Was he not keeping in touch with him? Was he not checking on him? Like, hey,
right.
you good to go?
Check him out physically. I don't understand.
Yeah, this went from, like, it just snowballed. He was a little sore, then they shut him down, then he was supposed to get a shot, then he was supposed to start throwing it again opening day. Now the news comes out he's on a 60-day IL. He must be really hurt.
What is his injury?
Well, I remember being live with BT on BT and Sal, filling in for Sal, yeah. And I was saying, it's not that bad, and at least it's not an elbow. And I remember BT saying it's a shoulder, it might be worse, so...
I listened to your show that day. You were in the afternoon with BT. Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes, you can.
The Jets. Who do you think's going to be their first pick in the draft?
I think that they might just make the sexy pick and take Brock Bowers, tight end, out of the University of Georgia, because it just adds another playmaker, another weapon for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it fits a need. I think you have Tyler Conklin, you have Jeremy Ruckert, and you'll be able to, plug and play a third tight end or whoever it might be. But I really would like to see them add another tackle, whoever's there. I don't think Joe Alt will fall there, so maybe Olu Fashanu out of Penn State, because you have a one-year deal with Tyrone Smith, and myself as a Dallas Cowboys fan, I'm very familiar with him. And he couldn't even practice at times the last few years. He was hurt all the time the last few years. I do think that he's still got something in the tank. He's not completely washed and old. He's not Dwayne Brown. But making a pick at 10 to take the best offensive tackle, it's an investment into now and into the future. If Tyrone Smith goes down, he can whoever this kid is, if it's him or if it's the Talies Fuanga kid, he can learn from Tyron Smith. He can step in for Tyron Smith. And then that is your tackle of the future. Tyron Smith's contract, they structured it where if he's hurt and he doesn't play enough, he's not going to make anything. It's not going to hurt you. I know it's not sexy, but take a tackle.
Yeah. You know, the Jets took about 2 or 3 players from Dallas, and I'm a Dallas fan too.
The Cowboys suck. The Cowboys are just letting everybody else go. Let me think. Who else from Dallas?
What are they doing, giving up on a season?
I honestly think Jerry Jones is trying to sabotage this whole thing. He's going to fire Mike McCarthy, or Mike McCarthy's going to be done. It'll be his last year. Dak Prescott's going to hit free agency. Now, Micah Parsons is disgruntled. Maybe, I don't know. I'm so down on the Cowboys.
It's very confusing about them.
Because Jerry Jones said, you will see this offseason, we're going to be very much all in. We're going to have a very much all in approach. All in. They got Eric Kendricks. That's it. The first move they made was to shore up re-signing their long snapper.
They did nothing after
Who's
that.
The running back? Who's running the football?
I don't know.
Deuce Vaughn, he's 5'2". Rico Dowdle.
They added a grave.
Who else did you say they added to the Jets from the Dallas Cowboys? Because it's not coming to me. I know Tyron Smith. Who else?
I think the other guy. Where's Powell going?
Had to let you go there. 877-337-6666. Dominic in Manhasset on the Fan in New York.
Hey. I just wanted to say that about the bleacher creatures, I think that's a New York thing. I absolutely believe the roll call is our thing. It should only be in the first inning. I was in the presence of the bleacher creatures, and I was absolutely amazed at what these folks do. So whoever's trying to jump in on this and trying to make it their own, you got to shut them down. No airtime for those folks there. It's great that other teams are copying what we create. So my hat's off, and I thought I was going to follow the oracle, and Tina sounded great,
Yeah, shout out to Tina. And from this is from Yankee Stadium, right? I mean, I remember the Texas Rangers fans trying to do it. Dumb. We've seen them try to do it, I think, in Philly, somewhere else. It never sticks because people don't realize how organized we are. Like, it's an actual thing.
Absolutely. It's a tribute. Honestly, it's a tribute to the fan base loving the Yankees organization.
Yeah.
And even in
82 and 80 season, roll call every game. Even those games that get moved to like a Monday at 12 or 1, roll call every game. It is organized. It is something that has gone on for decades now and will continue. But it's a shame that we live in an internet age where there are kids that are, I don't know, 18 to 25, and they think that getting a video for TikTok of them doing the roll call in the eighth inning, seventh inning is cool. No, you got to have some type of order, respect, and you got to just kind of come in and understand where you are. Section 202, there's a lot of goofies over there. It is not 203, and a lot of people just blanket say anything that comes from Yankee Stadium, it's the creatures. I remember a couple years back, 2022, when Miles Straw and the Cleveland Guardians were barking at the fans, and somebody in 103 threw a beer can into the field at the players. And all the conversation was, oh, the bleacher creatures are animals. The bleacher, are you kidding me? The bleacher creatures would never think about throwing something onto the field because they come to every game. They don't want to get kicked out where you can't come back.
100%. It's all about respect. It's about honoring the game. It's about being engaged during the game. These other guys are just a bunch of punks.
Right. There's a lot of losers that show up to Yankee Stadium, half in the bag, and they want to chant Altuve's name. They want to drink tall boys and get a video of them chanting Juan Soto in the seventh inning. And it's like, listen, watch the game. We are here to watch the Yankees. This is the core of the diehard Yankee fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In Section 203, just have some respect and some decency and understand that there were people here long before you were old enough to buy a beer in Yankee Stadium.
And by the way, in the good times and the not so good times, these fellas show up and they do their respect, they honor the team no matter what.
You can count on it, and the players can count on it, and they know that. Thanks for the call, Dom. That's the thing. It's like you showing up to Yankee Stadium to talk about Altuve. Like, if I'm a Yankees player, I'm like, man, they're still doing that. It's so annoying. I, as a fan, I'm at home like, this is so lame. We look so lame as fans. And then to like actually run with the creatures and then that get thrown on the creatures is something that they do. It's just like, nah, somebody has to step up and clear this. I guess I'm the guy to do it. I guess the universe never unconnects. I was destined to get on the Fan in New York. Somebody was running with the creatures for years to like clear the air and set people straight. And I know you can't control people. I always see these nerds online like, you know, well, you're trying to police the stadium. No, I'm not trying to police the stadium. We can police the stadium, though. The section does police itself. Like, you're not coming over there being disrespectful. You're not coming over there swearing. You're not coming over there putting your hands on anybody. I've seen it. So now it's just another layer, right? Now it's just another level of, okay, next homestand, when the Tampa Bay Rays come and the Oakland Athletics come, Tina might have to pop back up. And some of the OGs might have to pop back up. And some people that you don't want to mess with from the old stadium that, honestly, a lot of the creatures don't come to the new stadium because it's not like what the old stadium was. And they've aged out of it. But we will, you know, hold court. We will restore order. It has to be because this is a good team, right? And they deserve it. And the fans deserve it. And it's a simple request to just don't try and start your own roll call. Do your own thing. If you want to chant, "Let's go Yankees," we barely do that, right? There's a lot of times... "Let's go Yankees" breaks out. "Let's go Yankees." And I'll hear the creature say, "Where we going?" We're watching the game. 877-337-6666. KM to AM returns right after this. Talking about the bleacher creatures, talking about the make it happen Mets. Waiting for the Knicks game to end so we can react to that. The Knicks just went on a run. I expect them to dominate. I expect them to send a message in the other garden. TD Garden. I hate when people from Boston are like, "Oh, the actual Garden." Is like, bro, stop. They try so hard to make TD Garden a thing. I hate the stupid parquet floors and Lucky the Leprechaun. If there's one team in the NBA I can't stand, it's the Boston Celtics.
Bro, let me tell you something, too. Let me just tell you something, too. If it was the real Garden, right, they wouldn't allow anybody to come in and become a sponsor of it.
Right.
MSG, they got sly with it. Now, to be fair, you know, they did make some money. It's the Garden sponsored by Chase, you know?
Yeah.
They got sly with it, but at the same time, it's still Madison Square
Garden. It's the Garden, bro.
It's not Chase Garden. You're coming out here telling me that the Boston,
isn't TD Canadian? Isn't TD Bank Canadian?
Toronto Dominion, bro.
Yeah, I know them from the Toronto Blue Jays. So
that's how I figured it out. I was like, wait, they sponsored the Blue Jays? I looked them up. I was like, damn, I have my money in a Canadian bank, and I didn't even know that. Not that it matters.
We're just talking about the Garden versus the Garden. 877-337-6666. Yankee fans on the line. I think some people that want to talk about the creatures on the line. Keith is on the line from Long Island. What's up, Keith? You're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? How's it going?
You just got preferential treatment because I like the name.
Oh, well, thank you. Big Zoo's doing a great job back there.
Always.
Now, first of all, yeah, always. Hell yeah. Did you hear Tiki's rant about the quarterback thing that's going on with the New York Giants?
Yeah, it sounded much better when Tiki said it than when I've been saying it the last couple nights, but go on.
Yeah, but, like, we're done with this. I'm like, I don't know if it's just me or just other New York Giants fans. Come on, man.
Well,
he's got to go.
What part are you talking about? My part is the J.J. McCarthy part. I'm like, miss me with the J.J. McCarthy stuff. He's this year's Will Levis. There's no way. I saw Tankathon has the Giants taking him at number 6. Why? You're not going to win this year. So it's not like you're plugging J.J. McCarthy in this year for a team that's ready to win and just needs a quarterback. And you do need to win this year. So you need to draft an impact player at 6. You don't want to be picking in the top 10 of the draft every year. I know Dable doesn't want to. I know Shane doesn't want to. And taking J.J. McCarthy at 6 is like taking Daniel Jones at 6. I heard Tiki say, if you're not getting a quarterback that's definitely more talented, better than Daniel Jones, don't take a quarterback there. Take one in the second round, third round, or trade back. I've been saying this. Trade back and stockpile a couple picks later in the first round, second round, and see what quarterbacks fall. And maybe you take one of those, but you also get an explosive receiver. They need an explosive. If Malik Nabers is still there at 6, you take him. Or if you like Romo Odunze, take him.
Well, no, it's more part. It's with the quarterback thing, it's more a part, like, you know, take all your picks, but, like, they know they messed up, and they know they gave him all this money, and they're not going to let him go because they're like, all right, well, this is the money that we spent.
I don't think that they know they messed up. I think that they're the New York Giants. They print money, and their fan base is never going anywhere. Sure. And they kind of defaulted into paying Daniel Jones this, but they did give themselves an opt-out. They did give themselves the opportunity to move on from this contract, but Daniel Jones earned the contract. I always go back to them not picking up.
Win one playoff game?
Yeah, you had to pay him. You couldn't go into this last season and say, oh, well, Tyrod Taylor's the guy. You had to pay him. They didn't pick up his rookie option, and that's because they never believed in him. I feel like they still don't believe in him, and now that he was hurt last year with a neck injury and a torn ACL, there's nothing to believe in. I currently don't believe he's going to rehab and be ready for OTAs. Well, definitely not OTAs, but preseason training camp in August. I don't think he's going to be healed up. I've been on the fan doing Kyler Murray's timeline and Daniel Jones' timeline. I don't think he's going to be 100% ready to go cleared until September.
All right.
So it's Drew Lock show?
Great great point. But I just got one more question. Do you think the New York Rangers and the Texas Rangers have lunch when they come into town together?
Keith, get out of here, bro. You got to go now. No, not ever. No, I don't think the New York Rangers and Texas Rangers have anything to do with each other at all. I don't think they ever. I know we just did that with the Winnipeg Jets and the New York Jets. Their social media teams playing into it. I was like, oh, this has to happen now. San Francisco Giants, New York Giants. That's a classic. That's a forever classic. 877-337-6666. Dan is in the Woodlands all the way out in Texas, not far from the Rangers. I don't know where the Woodlands is.
Yes. Hey, Keith, I enjoy your work and very, very much enjoy your show.
Thank you, and thanks for calling.
I've been, on my way home from work tonight. I was listening to the fan, and I was listening to the various OJ stories. And I got an OJ story for you that's a little bit different.
Okay.
So, back when the Bronco chase was going on, I went to my parents' house, to go visit. And my dad's sitting there, and he's watching the Bronco case, the Bronco chase. And my dad says to me, he may be innocent. So, at that point, my dad starts telling me a story about when he was accused of murder as a young man. Now, all my life, he never told me this story. So what happened, he joined the service back during World War II. He was young. He was 17. And my grandmother signed the papers. But he goes to Fort Bragg for 6 weeks of boot camp. And he comes back. And after the 6 weeks, he comes back to Newark, New Jersey. And he has dinner with the family. And he takes the daughter of the family out to the movies, who he knew all his life. So he takes her to the movies. He's walking, he's got her on his arm, and they're walking past pool halls and movie and, shops and everything. And people on the street who know them are ribbing them about being a couple, which they weren't. They're lifelong friends. So after the movies, he takes her home. He leaves her at the steps of the brownstone. And says goodnight, and he gets on a train and goes back down to Fort Bragg. 3 days later, the military police arrive and arrest him for her murder. So they take him all the way back up to Newark. And for 2 weeks, he's in a jail cell, and 3 a.m., they're beating him up every night, showing him pictures of her murder. And they want him to confess, but he refuses to. So the break of the case comes when another detective, not on the case, recognizes my dad from when he was a little boy. And, back then they didn't have automatic machines that picked up the bowling pins. He had a job as a young kid setting the pins up. And the detective remembered him from that. So the detective goes out, does his own legwork, and finds out it was the guy across the street from the young lady. He was a butcher. And I won't go into the details of it all. But basically, that's my story, which is a little different because all my life, my dad never told me that story. And my mom told me that he didn't tell her the story until 1 year after they were married. And for about a year after that, she used to sleep with one eye open.
Wow.
And that's my story. But I figured it was a little different than all the different O.J. stories, you know, I've been hearing today.
So you think O.J. didn't do it?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying how the Bronco chase led to that story.
Copy. Thanks for the call, Dan. Wasn't expecting that story. You know, you never know what's coming through the other side of the phone from the Woodlands in Texas.
He told me he had an interesting story about O.J. That was very interesting.
Yeah, that wasn't particularly about O.J., but I'll believe it. From your mouth to all of our ears, I'll believe it. 877-337-6666. Not looking for too many more of those stories. This is WFAN. We're supposed to talk about the Knicks and...
Let's keep the vibes up.
The Yanks and the Rangers and the Bleacher Creatures. And I don't know, the Mets had a really good game today if anybody wants to talk about it. John in Huntington doesn't want to talk about it. What do you got, John?
All right, real quick. All right, just because of the Bleacher Creatures. If you were at the stadium and you're not in the bleachers and you're doing the roll call, you should be embarrassed to yourself.
Thank you.
And about you, I was the biggest fan of Mike Francesa ever, and you are the second person I ever seek out on the radio to listen to. I consider you wonderful. I think you're awesome.
High praise. And, thank you.
About the Yankees, this year so far, I don't know if you feel it or doesn't every inning, every pitch feel like it's a
every inning,
thing?
Every at bat, every pitch, we're locked in. The stadium has juice.
I mean, it's
even
crazy.
Watching at home, I'm standing up in my living room watching.
Yeah, I'm screaming at the TV in the seventh game of the team, and you know, like on.
Let's see if he's still there. You should still be there, John. It's all good.
I feel your passion. I didn't get it out. But yeah, it's crazy though. It's like it hasn't been like this in years.
Yeah.
And you know the Soto effect. I think it really is an effect.
Verdugo as well. Give Stroman some credit. Give young Volpe growing up in an offseason some credit.
Oh man, it's just the way. But they all seem to have this like approach that he brings that
they
he
care.
Has.
They we play today, we win today. That's it. They want to win. They want to put on the pinstripes and be what the Yankees are supposed to be.
And,
it feels right again.
I'm gonna say something now. Soto is not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I went to three games. I went to opening day. I went to Saturday night, and I went to Tuesday night. And the Dominican flags in the stadium, as we all predicted. The love fest that he gets as soon as he comes out. He's a rock star, and he loves it. He's never felt like this in his baseball career. He's played in the Dominican Winter League. He's played in obviously, D.C., San Diego. It is a different animal in the Bronx. And this guy, where else could he want to go?
No, he's here for life.
They're going to work it out. They're going to figure it out. I think they're already figuring some numbers and whatnot right now.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that little post that came out the other day about he could, you know, if they're old, they could call his lawyers. He's open to listen.
Yes. I retweeted that as well. It was, it was in Espanol, Dominican reporter asked him, and he basically was saying, hey, you know how to get in touch with Scott Boras? We can negotiate now. I'm just going to play baseball. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do regardless. But I think, man, when I heard that this guy, when they flew back from Arizona, him and Gleyber Torres were eating some type of either Dominican or Latino cuisine or something in the Bronx at 2 a.m. Then at 3 a.m. there with Jordan MVP Barber getting fresh fades. I'm like, they have brought this guy to New York and right into the culture.
Right, yes. He's right, like the perfect New York haircut. Like, you know, it's different watching him. Like it really is. It's a different feel. It's crazy. I've never seen it.
I love his at bats. It is a battle. Every pitch, mano y mano. When he doesn't shuffle, I'm like, hey, give him a shuffle. When he doesn't pound his hip, I'm like, hey, let me see something. Like it is great to see, and it makes you want to see that in October.
I can't believe I'm watching games like I'm watching them now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it makes you think of the old times, why you became a Yankee fan, why you are a diehard Yankee fan. You know, you're not watching Franchi Cordero in the box. Thanks for the call, John. Just trying to keep the line moving. 877 337-6666. Everybody wants to talk about the creatures tonight. Good. Good. We're sending a message out to all Yankee fans, especially you young bozos that don't get it. Please just be respectful when you come out there. Security tries to keep you guys in line, and I know we can't police anyone's mouths or what you do, but like that roll call thing is sacred. It's respected across the land. When you talk to other fans like I have, I've been to 16 different ballparks. I've been in a lot of baseball spaces. I was in the MLB fan cave. I was on MLB Network on a show. I've talked to a ton of people that are like, the roll call, that's so cool, man. That's different. That's a thing that, like, it can't be duplicated. So please don't duplicate it in our own stadium in the seventh inning, and then you take away from what we do in the beginning of the game. Jake is in Mastic, New York on the fan. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
Great. Having a good time tonight. Glad to get a five-hour show during the season.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be the best. Absolutely. I just want to bring up something about the bleachers creatures because it started with him knowing my nonna, which in Italian, that's grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to know my dad as, you know, my dad grew up or whatever. Unfortunately, he passed away. I can't remember his name, but he was one of the original bleacher creatures. And after hearing all this stuff about what's going on, it's actually, like, it feels like me personally, I'm kind of part of it because I knew someone that was.
Yeah, you heard stories of the section and the camaraderie and, man, the stories I've heard of the old stadium, I laugh because it's just different now. It's not like that anymore. Some crazy things that probably shouldn't go on. But even as you just heard Tina call in and she said she was saving seats, now I go sit with the bleachers and somebody's bumping me like you're in my spot. And I got to tell people, this ain't your spot. You're renting this number on a bench for 3 hours.
Exactly.
Be nice. This is a fluid situation. We all know each other out here. We make room for each other out here. You're no better than anyone out here because you paid $100 for this numbered seat. Do you see a seat? I see a bench.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just that there's a total lack of respect from what I remember hearing about it, especially growing up. I grew up my entire life as a Yankee fan. My first ever Yankee game that my dad took me to was David Cone's perfect game back in 99.
Awesome.
From Yogi Berra day. And at 5 years old, I still remember it clear as day because the crowd erupting reminded me of, made me think we just won the World Series. But just how much those guys out there and ladies and all that, those people are like family to each other.
Right.
And it makes me sick to my stomach to know that, like, there's just no respect for them.
No, I blame the internet because no one is respectful on the internet, and these young kids carry that internet mentality out into the streets with them. There's also no fear of getting punched in the mouth. There's also no fear of somebody checking you because everyone can say whatever they want and hide online.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, because you could look up even on YouTube and it'd be like, I've already seen it thousands of times, where people would be posting up videos or whatever of, even back when Bold Vinny was doing it. Now I see tons of videos where Mark's doing it, and people are commenting. They're like, hey, we should, join in on the party or whatever. But it's like, that's their thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't mind actually going to a game and doing,
We invite everybody to join in, and that's the thing. It's loud. And thanks for the call, Jake. And shout out to anybody whose parents or grandparents or cousins or whatever told them, hey, yeah, I sit in 203 with the creatures. This happened. This crazy thing went on. And those stories get passed on. But I was listening to Susan the other night talk about how loud the roll call is. Yeah, because the fans are back energized. Last year sucked. We were doing it last year, but it was Jake Bowers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the Yankees are on a 9-game losing streak coming home. And it's like, oh, here we go. Bader. But now it's like, hey, yo, Aaron Judge. That's the AL MVP from 2 years ago. Verdugo is a dog out there. Boo, 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 boo. Verdugo. And now it's Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto. everybody is excited and loud and ready to do that. I think it's a simple request to say, hey, you fools in 202 that are doing all this stuff for your iPhones and your social media clout, just knock it off. This is something sacred to these people that work hard and spend their hard-earned money and get off of work and get on the train and come to the stadium to watch their favorite team, the New York Yankees. It's a simple thing. But I think what it is so many people think the bleacher creatures are this like fake thing and everybody's a creature. No. It's time. I've had this thought in my mind for a long time. I told Dex, who was just doing the updates, I'm like, man, when I didn't know any better and when I actually broke through and learned about the creatures and met them, and it went from like even my boy Patches. I used to see them show Patches on the TV. Why do they call Joey Patches? Because he's got 100 patches on his jersey. So when they cut to the bleachers and you see this guy yelling in the bleachers, you think he's just a random guy. He's part of the creatures. When the seventh inning stretch comes and you see Chico holding the flag, Chico's always holding the flag. This is organized, right? Even how you just heard Jake mention Mark. That's why I had Mark call in. You know, no disrespect to the guys on the afternoon, but I'm listening to them talk about something that they don't really know about. I'm like, yo, tap me in. And they're like, oh, is Ball Vinny still? No. You have the resource. Your nighttime host ran with the creatures for multiple seasons, still does, right? Opening day, y'all didn't see me posting? I posted a video. I said, sorry for the earthquake. The creatures are here. And someone said to me, oh, I couldn't sit in this section. I said, this ain't the section. This is the section outside the stadium. This is where we congregate and meet up before the game. Then you see the same faces, same people in 203. And for the most part, shout out to the Terror Squad as well. The bleacher creatures have broken off into the terrace. And now a play on, you know, TS, Terror Squad with Fat Joe and Big Pun. We've created the Terrace Squad. So the people you even see in the terrace are creatures and organized Yankee fans that go to every game and we watch each other's back and we hold order in that stadium. We are security in that stadium as well. That's why I laughed. I think I had a show the Friday, I don't know, two Fridays ago, where we talked about somebody wrote on Twitter like, oh yeah, when I see you at the stadium, I'm gonna slap you around. I'm like, no, you won't. One, you got to deal with me. Two, you got to deal with like 20, 30 other people that you don't realize know me and not from the fan and not from the internet. 877-337-6666, 2 hours down, 3 hours to go. What I want to do is bring in the mayor, Andre Saye from Paterson, New Jersey, who has kept me in the loop with all the Hinchcliffe Stadium stuff. And it was great to be out there today celebrating the ribbon cutting of the new Negro Leagues Museum at Hinchcliffe Stadium. And he wants to tap in. He's called a bunch of times. So when we come back, we'll bring him in. And obviously more of your calls. If you're on hold, stay on hold. Matt, Mike, Neil, Liv, we'll get to you. Keith McPherson on the fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.